It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
So if you're the Bears, how do you approach it? If you beat the Lions, you're the 2 seed.
We're playing to win this week.
Which means you get the Packers at Soldier Field.
You get to be at home against everyone except San Francisco.
But it's
theoretically.
But it's assuredly the Packers.
Yeah, you're getting the Packers if you're the 2 seed.
Green Bay Packers. Too much cheese for me. I'm lactose and intolerant.
I mean, you got to try and play and win and get the Packers again, don't you?
I just look at it. It's pretty simple to me. You're trying to stay at home as long as possible.
I'm home. Home is safe. Home is safe.
And winning the game allows you to stay home with the only place that you have to go is a nice place. Like one that's not going to, like from a weather standpoint, that's the only place you have to go is there.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to go back to Philly to win another game, anything like that.
Right. If they were blind resumes, you would go, I want to play that team. But it's the Packers. So to say that feels like it evokes like a curse. You know what I mean?
To
like,
say you want the Packers.
Yes, it's like you're inviting the vampire into the house by saying that you want the Packers in a playoff game.
It hurts. Yes. Good. It will hurt more. Where am I? You don't remember everything you've done for 100 years. In a moment, you will. They will haunt you.
It just reminded me of the game that Spice Adams brought up when he was on this show a few weeks ago, when they let them in, when Lovey and the Bears did not beat the Packers in the final week of the regular season. What was that, 2010? And the Packers made the playoffs and then ended up beating the Bears in the NFC Championship game.
I unzip me. It's all coming back. It's all coming back. I hate you. It's all coming back. You understand? I don't like it. I don't like to think about it.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We've got you until 6 o'clock. And man, do we have a show planned for you. There's a lot of stuff that we got to get done. We love Tuesdays because it's our pro day here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. That's because Matt Forte will be on the show at 3 o'clock. Matt Bowen will be on the show at 4 o'clock today. There's other stuff that we want to get done. Spiegs like was like, hey, did you read the Pompey piece in The Athletic? And I was like, I haven't yet, but I will. It is fascinating about Matt Nagy as he tries to like rehabilitate. Wait, I haven't introduced you yet.
Yeah.
So look, the boys are on vacation.
And nobody here.
And they have earned that vacation. Tyler Buterbaugh is in full space command. We are in 11 personnel with one Tyler available to us. That man is Matt Spiegel.
I've only ever wanted one Tyler at a time. It's all I can handle. And Buterbaugh, he's number one on my Tyler depth chart. I've said that to Feringold directly.
Wow, that's rough.
I mean, I've told him directly. I got a longer history with you.
I feel like we're just running 12 personnel all the time. Both guys are starters in my book.
Tyler Buterbaugh, one of my absolute favorite Tylers. Mr. Buterbaugh, he's very high on my list of Tylers.
He had that ready. He had that on hand.
That's why he's number one.
Yeah, well, and he wasn't officially number one at the time. He was just very high on my list.
He was just number one in your heart. And now he's number one on the depth chart.
Damn right.
So there's a lot for us to get done. We are glad that you were hanging out. Shout out to everyone who is watching the mob on Twitch. Everyone who's watching on YouTube. I was talking with someone who watches our show on YouTube every day, and they really enjoy that experience. So thank you, because it is fun that you can kind of rewind if you heard us say something ridiculous. Be like, did they just say something ridiculous? Yeah, that's a cool thing. So shout out to all of our subscribers to 670 The Score on YouTube. Mr. Spiegel.
So here's the thing. All year long, we've been watching Caleb Williams and trying to figure out, is he the guy? Do he and Ben Johnson have a thing? When will we be able to say, got the franchise quarterback lock and load, yada, yada. And some people have gotten there before other people. We've been watching the progress and the whole thing. But I think everybody in our listening audience has perhaps had a moment where you watched a game that that dude played and came out of it and said, that's the best I have felt about the quarterback so far. And for me, it was a couple weeks ago, it was Cleveland. And I talked about it with you, and we had a little bit of a conversation. I'm not going to say necessarily a disagreement. But
no, it was just two guys talking about sports, because that's what we do.
Oh, that's what it was.
Imagine that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was told to embrace debate.
Well, I felt like the Philly game was the game.
You loved the Philly game because he stayed within himself. And he game managed and did everything he needed to, and then threw the beautiful Komet touchdown at the end. I loved the Cleveland game because I thought I saw a mix of the two phases where he's like being great in structure and accurate, and then also having the crazy, wild, out of the pocket stuff like the throw to DJ for that second touchdown. I was texting with a friend of mine who said this, that Niners game, that game made me feel the best about Caleb so far. And I was like, all right, so for him, it was that game. So I wondered how you felt, how I feel, and how our listeners feel, because they've been watching every game. Is this the game that you came out of saying, Caleb makes me feel good? Was this the game that did it for you? And 312-644-6767 is how to hop on in. I'd love to talk to you and the listeners about this.
Here's what I think is super interesting about it, Speegs. That you could look at the 49ers game, or you with the crazy throw against Cleveland, say it's the Cleveland game. I've got the Philly game as the game for me. Some people would look at the Pittsburgh game and go, maybe that's it.
The first real defense that he did this against, right?
Some people could go all the way back to Dallas and go, that's the game. So here's the conclusion to draw from it.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the game log, all his numbers, all those performances, and some of the notes from specific games as you talk about this. So we're asking people, which game did it for you, if not this one?
What's great is that there aren't just two options.
There's a lot of options, aren't there?
There are a lot of different options. Like, even in the games where you felt like it was him being more game manager than it was him lifting the team on its back. Even in those games, I think there are positives to take away from the performances. But that's the beauty of it. It isn't the Mitch Trubisky Tampa game.
It's not one game outlier like
right.
that.
There are a bunch of different points on the journey of the 2025 season with Caleb where you go, hey, I just saw something cool.
Yeah. But sure, you could talk about the Raiders game. And what happened in the last 2 minutes of that game when Ben Johnson said, all right, go out and win the game.
The Cincinnati game.
The Cincinnati game. When he does that at the end.
So see how, like, look, now that we really start thinking about Caleb's resume
wow.
inside this season, there's a lot of these games where you go, wow. Like, how cool is this? This place that we're in with the Bears quarterback, and how there are multiple games where a fan of the team, an observer of the team, can look at Caleb and go, would you look at what's happening with the Bears offense?
You're right. I mean, to me, it was Sunday night because of some stat factors, but so much eye test, and also just the pressure. The pressure of every possession of that game, knowing that you got to come up and you got to drive and you got to score.
Like, when Kurt Warner answered the question that way yesterday, and said, Kurt, what's it like playing in those games, in those kind of games? And he's like, well, it's fun because you know you're going to get a chance. You always know it's going to come back into your hands and you're going to get a chance.
I did like when he said, yeah, I go through the box score, and if I had missed one more pass, we would have lost.
Oh, yeah, on the game against Rodgers, where he had 4 incompletions and 5 touchdowns, which I love that he remembers that and pointed that out. But Caleb, in this game on Sunday, 16 throws for first downs. That's the most on his season. 5 for 7 on third down and fourth down in the second half. And that includes one drop. One of those drops was on third down. So, I mean, it has been remarkable what we have seen with the growth. And I'd be fascinated to know if that was the game for listeners or if there have been other games. Because your point is valid. There are a ton of games along the way to let you know that where you're going is eventually, you know, franchise quarterback, true excellence.
And maybe it does culminate in this game, Speaks, because maybe you look at the Dallas game and go, okay, that's got outlier written all over it. And then you look at the Raiders game and go, all right, yeah, but even though it was on the road. But then when you start stacking performances and you start to see some crazy stuff, and he's the one that's delivering, along with rallying teams late and winning some of those games late and games that perpetually the Bears as a franchise have lost.
You know, it's funny. Like, we didn't even mention, I think we rattled off 6 games, 7 games.
Packers.
We didn't even mention the Packers at Soldier Field.
Yeah.
When he does what he does at the end of that game with the 2 touchdowns. With the touchdown to Jade at the end of regulation and then the game-winning A++ 10 out of 10 throw in Tom Brady's parlance. And after that game is when his head coach called him clutch. And he said, I have the best head coach in the world. And their relationship was so obvious and cemented.
It's so great. It's watching it now and watching it play out where you have people pointing out something that we've been talking about for the last couple of months, this morphing of their mind into one mind, how Ben says stuff now, and then a couple minutes later you hear Caleb, and Caleb says the same thing.
Yep.
Caleb says something, and the next day, Ben, you go, oh, I thought I heard that from Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
That they are now seeing the game the same way. So let's talk about this with you, the Bears fan. How are you feeling about this? Like, now that you've got almost every performance this season, there's still one game left to go, but every performance this season, which one stood out to you and which one has kind of got you super excited? And maybe it's the last one you saw, even though the Bears lost. 312-644-6767 is the number. We're going to take your phone calls and continue to talk about this next here on The Score.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It is on like radar charm.
With a fleet of super bats and status radar charm. Afternoons on the Score.
Theo Benedett, the extra offensive lineman, moved. Free play for Williams as the flag is down. So Caleb looking to launch. Does towards the end zone. Touchdown, Colston Loveland. So it was a free play. Williams taking advantage of it. And if the flag is on the Niners, we're an extra point from a tie game.
There have been so many performances from Caleb Williams that it actually is difficult to nail it down to one where you go, oh, look at that. The light's on.
A texter says, you know, the second half of the Green Bay game up there in Green Bay.
Also.
When he showed life and adjusted along with Ben and they fought back. I mean, so that's like seven or eight different games that you could point to and say, that's when I believed. So that's crazy. And look, I am open to being a Caleb doubter at times in the first half of this year, especially in terms of whether he and Ben were going to click. But they seem to have clicked.
So far, so good. Let's hear from you on this. 312-644-6767. Hey, John, you're on the Score.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I just wanted to just make a quick comment here and reframe it a little bit. For me, I called the throw against Cleveland to DJ Moore Jordan-esque. But it's been a little bit different since then. I would say that would be the first nail in the coffin of quarterback doubt. Since then, there's been another nail, which would have been into that coffin against the Green Bay Packers to DJ Moore. And then finally, right here in this 49ers game, boys, Caleb Williams is elite. Just time to put it to bed.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it. All right, so he's got specific nails. Two of them were plays and one was a whole game. I think most of the people we're talking to have, like us, watched every play of the entire season and seen the progression.
It's funny because we could just flip this topic and be like, what's been your favorite Caleb Williams play this year, right?
Right. See, that's the thing. Like, to me, it's more holistic than the specific plays of the caller.
I agree with you, but I'm not going to poo-poo a caller that's like, nah, you know when I saw it?
Mm-hmm.
It was on this throw. It was the Loveland throw in the Cincinnati game.
Yeah.
Or the throw to Komet against the Eagles.
Sure.
I'm not going to.
No.
I can't say that you're wrong,
no,
right?
But like, if we got to get specific on the Sunday night game, it's the 3rd and 14 to Jahdae Walker with incredible touch on the sideline, not the bullet to Loveland.
It's the throw to DJ against Cleveland. It's the throw to DJ against the
Packers.
Like,
right.
Like, there's a lot of those. There's
a lot to choose
from. Good commiseration that's happening. Elgin and Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on the Score.
Hi, guys. This is more of an observation. We were never known as a place where quarterbacks live. They always come here to die. And it could be other players, too. Offensive linemen, people we drafted last year and this year and different coaching staffs. It's like we have got such a great coaching staff. How many players in the past and how many players from other teams, quarterbacks and whatever, that because their coaching staff doesn't have the detail that ours has, that could still be playing, that could even be thought of as stars or whatever, because they were never given the right coaching staff to help them out.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And I think the overall year has been kind of a rejiggering of that conversation as we've appreciated coaches. Think about it this way. All those times we've said, well, if you put Caleb with the coaches and the context that Jalen Hurts had, then, you know, or if you put Justin Fields with that, then what would have happened? Now, I had my nephew, who's a big Saints fan, say to me, well, what would Tyler Shuck be like with Ben Johnson? And I thought about it for a minute and I was like, probably be pretty damn good, actually.
That's why.
Isn't that interesting?
To a higher degree, I won't say lesser degree, that's why I brought up the Malik Willis thing. What does Malik Willis look like as the primary quarterback with Matt LaFleur?
For LaFleur.
And I'm not saying replace Jordan Love.
I hear
you. Jordan Love's really good. I'm just going like, wow, they seem to vibe.
For sure. But to the caller's point on Bears, I think we're now one of those places where people are going to say
100%.
If quarterback X had this, well, then who knows what they would be?
100%.
Because we've got the right teacher and play caller and scheme.
And in some places, you can see it happen where, like Trevor Lawrence, for example, like he's been fine. But Trevor Lawrence with Liam Cohen, is an MVP candidate.
Yeah, that's
right.
It's a crazy thing. It really is just how quick it can flip.
Duval. let's go to Dave in Lombard. Hey, Dave, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Good. Hey, love the show. I listen to you guys driving into work every day and just get a kick out of you guys.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All seasons, especially when you guys talk to Nico about pizza. So I've been watching the Bears since I've Evelini, and here's the one moment I've been waiting for since I was 8, okay? When the free play happened, meaning Caleb, he hitched for a second. He realized, oh, wait a minute, this worked. I drew them off. I have a free play here. I don't have to panic. And that was the moment you saw the maturation of the Bears quarterback position we've been waiting for 50 years.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
And here's part of the reason why. You've seen it happen to you. You saw it for 15 years where Aaron Rodgers would get you to draw off sides, and then all of a sudden there's explosive pass play on the backside of it. And you're right. Everyone stopped, and Caleb kind of hitched, and it's like, oh, fun time. Now all verts. Let's see what happens.
He had checkdowns that were open. Like, he could have done that. Said, all right, yeah, we got 20 yards on the free play. No.
Let's go for it all.
Let's go big game hunting, which is the right thing to do. And he waited, and Loveland came open. I totally agree. Totally agree with that. And the patience to wait was even more impressive than using the cadence to draw them.
I like it all. I like every part of that play. I love. And I think it speaks to the caller's point. Mm-hmm. It's all the things. It's doing the cadence and using it as a weapon. The realization of, I got your ass. And now, and then the realization of, hey, let's go have a little fun. Let's go hunt a touchdown.
I got to say, the missing piece for me for a lot of these weeks, one of the missing pieces has been the deep ball accuracy. And now that the deep ball accuracy has leveled up, it's like, oh boy. Well, if they're going to come and, you know, charge the line because of your run game or spy on Caleb because of his scramble, now you can beat him deep. And as a texter points out, 5 for 5 on balls traveling longer than 20 yards or more on Sunday night.
Arby's. Let's go to Chris, who's calling from Barrington. Hey, Chris, you're on the Score.
Hey, guys. Happy New Year. Lawrence, I am the former bag boy. We've talked in that before. So,
oh, what's up, bag boy?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
One observation, or actually a couple, I'd be curious to hear your take on this. One, to me, I agree with Speegs. You kind of got to step back and take a look at it holistically. And when I do that, call me crazy, but Caleb's season, this season, tracks remarkably similar to Patrick Mahomes' second season, which was his first season playing full time. They look very similar to me. They're both. You look at them and you just go, "Oh my God!" They're headed in. I mean, you can't stop this guy. I mean, they're headed in such a direction that you're not going to be able to stop. But that was one observation I had.
Hmm.
And the second was I was watching obviously the game on Sunday. And I thought Collinsworth did a pretty good job of pointing out that, you know, Caleb is kind of missing some guys that are right in front of him, blah, blah, blah. I think when I look at the Bears offense and the Niners offense, I actually see really similar offenses, good, heavy, running offenses with great play action, naked bootleg, stuff like that, all the cool stuff. I would say Purdy is a little bit better game manager, and Caleb can hit the explosive throw. But I think over time, Caleb masters the game management part of it as well. So as excited as I am about Caleb now and what's happening, I'm also excited about what he grows and turns into in years to come.
I think that's a really well said point.
I think there's a lot of growth still to come. And, you know, there's going to be a thing where, like, Purdy's better in terms of accuracy, far, far better. Mahomes in year two, the year you're talking about, was better in terms of accuracy. He had 7 different games above 70% that year. He had a whole bunch of 300-yard games and a more explosive pass-friendly offense.
I don't even know if you have to compare it to anything else.
I don't think you need to.
I'm in the space of, like, let's just see what he is.
Right, but I think when you do that, that's when the pushback will come, as it just came for me, because it doesn't need to happen just yet.
Yeah, and we don't have to go to the nth. Like, we don't have to go to the nth degree. It's like, this is just fun watching what's going on right now.
It's damn fun.
Let's find out what Matt Forte has to say about it. If you've like been like, you're in a different schedule because of the holiday, and you're like, wait, you guys talk to Matt Forte at 3 o'clock? Yeah, on Tuesdays we do that. You should stick around. It's really good, and it's next on The Score.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.